Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends, Wednesday, November the 21st. We've got two topics today, hopefully of interest to you. Columbia Second Chance. We've known Columbia Second Chance in our area for, 25, 26, 27 years. They're not Columbia Second Chance anymore. They're just Second Chance, and we'll explain why. Valerie Chafin, Executive Director. Good to have you here.
Nice. Thanks for inviting me.
So why drop Columbia off of Columbia Second Chance?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, we moved from Columbia about 2.5 years ago to 10 miles west of here near Boonville to have a better facility, a bigger area. It's 39 acres versus the backside of a liquor store in downtown Columbia. Better place to adopt animals and create families. And we had a marketing consultant this summer to analyze the situation for us and found out that we're known as Second Chance, not Columbia Second Chance. And so to embrace what the public already calls us, as well as a larger area that we're rescuing animals, we're just now Second Chance.
Second Chance. And you're taking care of animals across all over central Missouri.
Oh, yes, definitely.
How many? The Second Chance has been around 27 years
27
now?
Years this month.
Off the top of your head, do you know how many animals' lives you've saved?
In 27 years, a little over 10,000 animals.
Yeah.
Throughout central Missouri, throughout the country, actually.
That's wonderful. Now, you had Paws in the Park earlier this year, and that went very well.
Yeah, our signature event in September. It was fabulous. We changed it up a little this year. We added an educational seminar tent to the day, so families can come out and not only play with their pets in the park, in Stevens Park, but kind of park their pets for 20 or 30 minutes and learn more nutrition ideas or better training or medical ideas.
Yeah.
So we had that too.
The holidays are coming up. And a lot of times people think about adopting for the holidays. And obviously you want to adopt as many pets as you can.
Sure.
But it's not a good idea to surprise somebody with a pet for Christmas.
No, the pet doesn't like surprises, and everybody else isn't that crazy about it either. So a pet adoption needs to be a process more than walking by the back of a car or in a park or in a store and say, I want that for my son or daughter on Christmas morning, and open the box and there's the puppy or the kitten. They really don't like to be in boxes anyway, so it's a process that needs to happen over a period of time. So between now and Christmas is a great time to look into our organization and see if we have a cat or a dog or a puppy or a kitten that would be a good addition to your family.
Right.
So the holidays are perfectly fine for bringing in a new addition, but just not the day before.
Right, and the other thing is, it's supposed to be a lifetime commitment.
Yes, we hope it is. We hope it is.
A lifetime commitment. If people want more information about Second Chance, how do they get in touch with you?
They can go on our website at www.columbiasecondchance.org, and we've got enough information, I think, to answer any questions on that website.
Okay, and your location, they can come out and visit?
They can. We're about 10 miles west off of 70 on Highway 179. We're open Fridays and Sundays 1 to 5 and Saturdays 12 to 5.
Okay, but you'll get all that information on the website.
It is.
All right, Valerie Chafin, thank you so much for
coming by.
From Second Chance.
From
formerly
Second
Columbia
Chance.
Second Chance, now Second Chance in Central Missouri. Now we've got another one of my friends here, Todd Davidson. It's been a while since you've been with us on Radio Friends. Todd Davidson, Maples Rep Theater, and you're the artistic director, the owner, just about everything.
Sometimes.
The floor sweeper, the ticket
taker. We get called into everything sometimes. That's
right.
Correct.
But you're here to tell us about the holiday show coming.
Opens, the day after Thanksgiving, so just 2 days, Friday night. It's Burglar's Holiday, and it's a Christmas farce. We say a Christmas farce for the whole family. Mm-hmm. It's about
Is it a musical?
It's a play. It's about a couple who decides they're not going to stay home for Christmas. They're going to go away this time to an island or somewhere tropical. And so some local burglars are kind of casing their house. They think, well, when they go, we're going to go in and get their stuff. Well, then there's a snowstorm, and so the people end up staying, and the burglars get confused, and they come in, and then the family gets confused about who the burglars are, and they invite them into the house, and everything kind of goes wrong. And it's one of those things where after you see this show, you're going to think, boy, my family is really normal, because this family on stage, is everything goes wrong with them. They're really screwy.
So Burglar's Holiday, has it been around for a while?
It's a relatively new show. It was written by some folks out in the Philadelphia area at Rainbow Dinner Theater.
So it's not been on Broadway?
It has not been, nope. This is the first time it's really been produced in the Midwest. So.
Oh, so this is a world premiere.
It's a Midwest premiere.
At the Maples,
yes.
A world premiere for the Midwest.
That's
at
right.
Maples Rep Theater.
That's
so
correct.
How'd you decide on this particular play?
Well, we were always looking for funny Christmas shows, because it seems like at the holidays, we've tried some things that were a little more somber or serious, and it seems like mostly people...
You did a musical last year, right?
Yes, we have. We've done a musical a couple of times, and it seems like people want to laugh and have a good time at the holidays. So I was looking for some comedy Christmas plays, and I just ran across these folks at Rainbow Dinner Theater, and they've written several of their own plays, and then every year they do a funny show. So I said, well, what are some shows that have been successful for you? And so they shared this show with me. So mm-hmm.
How many people are in there?
There are eight people.
Okay.
Eight people.
And the burglars, do they end up being friends with the people that they're planning to burglarize?
Well, I can't really tell you how it ends, but they do have a lot of interactions with them.
Okay, so it's opening the day after Thanksgiving on
the 23rd,
uh-huh.
And then it plays for 3 weekends, and then the Tuesdays and Wednesdays in between.
Yeah,
too, so.
For people who are not familiar with the Maples Rep Theater, you're set in a beautiful old theater.
The Royal Theater was built in 1889 as an opera house, and it's a charming place and a great place to see plays because you're close to everything.
Yeah, it really is. And it's nice to go up in the summertime. And even though it's an old theater, it's air conditioned. It's very comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got heat.
Yep.
You got heat. And it's just really a nice place.
Another thing about the facility is it's at grade. You can come in at grade and there's no steps to get to your seat. So a lot of times people who are slower appreciate that.
I hadn't thought about that. That's true.
Yep.
But
there's a ramp, but there's no actual stairs.
Yeah. Now, in the summertime, you would have, on Sunday, you had dinners, too.
We do have Sunday dinner. So before the matinee on Sunday, you can come to the lobby. And
so you're doing it for this
one? We do that, yes. And we also do desserts at intermission.
Okay,
dessert.
Right in the lobby.
Right.
Do you need to make reservations ahead of time for the dinner?
It's a good idea to call ahead just so we make sure we have plenty.
Okay. All right. So, if you want more information on this, it's Maples Rep Theater. The website is?
MaplesRep.com.
And you can buy your ticket online.
You sure can. Just click right through and you'll see what seats are available. You can click right on your seat.
Okay, you got it. Or you can call for more information. Telephone number is?
660-385-2924.
Yes. Okay, give it to it again.
660-385-2924.
Okay, a bank of operators are standing by right
now.
Right. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving and Merry
Christmas.
Thanks very
much. You
Happy
too.
New Year, too. We'll see you after the first of the year,
Thanks.
Okay?
That's great.
Tomorrow, Larry Brown will be in for Thanksgiving. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pat Akers, KBIA, our floor director, Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.